This is Spheres of Life Podcast.
Hi, I'm Luciano Masis, and we're the host of Spheres of Life Podcast. We discuss matters in all parts of life, whether it matters from career, businesses, academics, and relationships, ensuring the right knowledge to be known. We hope to eliminate the high level of ignorance in visual areas of life to help people become successful career pursuers, successful businessmen and women, peace, harmony, and love in any relationships, whether they're in Africa, America, Australia, Europe, or Asia. So join us every week. This week in the season 2 and episodes, we will be talking about the 30 keys to record success in life. So you heartily welcome to be with us. Welcome back to season 2 of Spheres of Life Podcast. From 30 keys to record success, episode 5. Today we'll be discussing on being an early riser as one of the keys to record success. Being an early riser means making haste while the sun shines. Please permit me to point out something from the Bible for you. Because many have been terming God unfaithful and seeing Him as a God that delays, you know, in delivering answers to prayers being rendered. This key scripture is Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, and it says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Success has fathers in life, and if you don't operate with those fathers, you will come to the conclusion that God takes time in answering some prayers. Please, God is a faithful God, and nothing can change that. Your refusal to learn and agree to this teaching can't even change that. Please calm down and embrace new knowledge that will enhance your life. To be an early riser, first, let me share this with you. I don't know the type or kind of schools you went to during your days in high school, but for mine, I went to a no-smiling government school that bullied was seen very high. Please pay close attention. I know the reason I brought this illustration down to those levels. Before some would say, "Hey, what kind of ghost story is this?" Mr. Serious and Miss Serious, please calm down and allow God to use you in your field. Now back to our discussion. There were things then that made the school authorities to punish us, which were putting on disapproved sandals, putting on disapproved waist belt, and late coming to school. Remember, we're still on being an early riser as one of the 30 keys to record success. And God said that for my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I want you to always take note of that. We are not being destroyed. People are not being destroyed for lack of any other thing, not for lack of money, not for lack of clothing, not for lack of food, but for lack of knowledge. The technical know-how, according to the economist. During my days in that high school, there's nothing like I never knew when you fail to put on the approved sandals to school. There was nothing like I never knew when you fail to put on the approved waist belt collar. And the worst of all is late coming to school. The penalty that follows it is very severe a punishment that you will ever regret being a victim. I myself, I wasn't that victimized during my high school because first, my position wouldn't allow me to be late to school or classes. Secondly, I couldn't put on disapproved things to school because leaders are meant to lead by examples, right? Your guess is as mine. Once you know that taking disapproved things to school will land you to severe punishment, you won't take them to school. Once you know that being late to school or classes will attract a tedious penalty, you won't be late again. Rather, you will choose to be early to school and classes. Now, same thing is applicable in all facets of life. The reason majority are not recording success is because of the right information and knowledge they couldn't access. So their lives get destroyed. To be an early riser, there are principles that you must practice, which are time utilization and seasons utilization. Once you have the knowledge that wasting time equals wasting your life, you will utilize your times. Once you have the knowledge that life has seasons and stages, and you need to utilize each of them and what to do in each of those stages and seasons in life, it will be to your profit. You will record success in life. You will never fail. Now, the utilization of times has to do with the amount of value you place on your seconds, your minutes, hours on a daily basis. The question is, what have you been doing with your time? Do you live by blaming others all these years? Or you live it by waiting for another manna to fall from heaven for you as a result of the prayers you've rendered? Because what most Christians does after prayer is just sitting down and wait, forgetting that still same scripture said that faith without work is dead. You've prayed, you've requested, that is the hope. The work has to be put in place. Because your faith, believing that God will answer your prayers alone, will guarantee no result, will guarantee no answer, until it's been backed up with your work. Because your faith without work is dead. That is your Bible. It doesn't work that way. You must work it out yourself. Now, the utilization of your seasons in life also has to do with the stages and four seasons of life and what you are expected to do in each of those stages and seasons. Now, I would like to throw more light on those seasons for you and stages. The stages of life has to do with the childhood stage. We have the youthful, we have the sonship, and we have the manhood. And each of those stages has its own functions in life and what you are expected to do and actualize in each of those stages. You can't rise early in life to record success without making use of your seasons. We have seasons in life that you could realize things. The seasons of practices, the seasons of performance, the seasons of mentorship, the seasons that you are expected to make an impact in this life. There are a lot of things that you need to know about the seasons and stages of your life. To rise early in life, you must know that no man lives forever, and once your season is gone, it has gone. Your times and your seasons must be utilized. Have that knowledge for you not to be destroyed, because it was God that said in his word that for my people are being destroyed for lack of knowledge. We are not suffering for what we know. We are suffering for what we don't know. People are suffering for what they don't know. You are there in that stage that you were because of what you know. And the only thing that will take you off from that stage is what you are meant to know. Once you gain knowledge about that thing, you will definitely be transposed. Now, of the books of Akharash Moses, the chapter 1 and the chapter 2 talks more on times and seasons and how to utilize them. It is being broken down, that chapter 1 and chapter 2. I will hardly advise that you get one for yourself. And how to purify things in your life. Get one for yourself to know more of times and seasons. And the title in particular is The Future Is Now. You can't rise early without knowing the intuitives in the utilization of times and seasons. In other seasons, I may go deeper to it, but for now, since it's already written in that book, do yourself that favor by getting one of the e-books from us and be an early riser, because it is the knowledge that you don't get that will always keep you where you were not meant to be. What makes the difference between the manager and the factory workers is knowledge and information. If the workers have more things upstairs than the manager, they will be made the manager. But because the manager can utilize his brain, his mind, to do things than the factory workers, that is the reason he's been made the manager. So until the factory worker develops his or her mind, he or she may never attain the position of a manager in any organization, rather a continual factory worker. Knowledge and the right information will cause you to be an early riser, to record success in life. Please feel free to ask questions in all angles. Interact with us. What is that thing that has been bothering you? What is that thing that you need to share with someone? We are always out here for you. It is the problem shared that is being solved. Share with us in any way. Help will definitely come out. Please don't always fail to click on that visit site link. If you're listening from our anchor page, or also our website at www.akoloshimosis.com/podcast. Message us, chat with us, email us. You will get a response instantly. You can also get the books or any literature from Dr. Shimosis. If you also want to get the futurist now, to know more of the times and seasons, please visit www.behib.com/Akoloshimosis. It will take you direct to that book. Get it, and you see how your life will be transformed in all spheres. It is a powerful book. Thank you very much once again for listening. I'll see you on our next episode. Now, next episode, we'll be hitting more from some vital things of life that you need know. Very vital. And it has to do with your documentations. Something that many have been failing to do in life on a daily basis. Something that many have termed it unnecessary doing, not knowing that it is one of the vital keys if any man would record success in life. Was to fail to do them. I'm sorry, that is the end. That is it. You can never, no matter how you try, no matter how you work hard, you will always be frustrated. And that would be on our next episode. Episode 6. We'll talk more of that. Have a very wonderful time. Thank you very much.